Fish and wildlife biologist Rob Kaler says, when he first found a Kittlitz murrelet on a nest in Agatou Island in the Western Aleutians back in 2005, it was only the 24th nest ever found in the world. The rare birds range from eastern Russia to southeast Asia and often live on glaciers. Kaler describes the small brown bird's breeding habits and nesting habits as cryptic.
So this bird has really evolved a system of probably predator avoidance during the breeding season. They nest inland solitarily, whereas most other alcids nest in larger colonies. And these birds are dispersed. You know, you find one nest, and that's you won't find another one for a fair distance.
This summer, Kaler searched and found 17 nests on the island. It gave him and his partner the rare opportunity to research breeding habits and reproductive success. He found that in the 17 nests, only one chick survived.
What really kind of impacted overall nesting success was loss due to exposure or starvation. We can't exactly say one or the other, but we know that we found chicks dead in the nest scrapes.
Kaler says it's not just Aleutian populations that are suffering. Population counts of the murrelet on waters throughout Alaska show an 80% decline. The current population is only about 10 to 20,000 birds. He says no one is exactly sure why.
Perhaps oil spill mortality or gillnet mortality, as well as changes in the climate, which might be influencing their diet, their forage fish diet, as well as the loss of glaciers and glacial recession for their nesting habitat.
He says it's hard to know without more in-depth research, but he thinks it's something people need to consider.
You know, everybody talks about using indicators of, environmental health, and this, this bird can represent, what's going on. Its association with glaciers, particularly in southeast Alaska, when these birds begin disappearing, it's kind of setting up the stage for maybe something more profound is going on.
Scientists have unsuccessfully tried to get the Kittlitz murrelet listed as threatened or endangered for the last 2 years. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.